But right now, it's time for that celebrity snitch. My man, Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
My man, what's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Everything's kosher, Hug.
Skip to the Murphy.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sherry to the Shepherd.
Hey, Huggy.
And Jay to the Anthony to the Brown. Merry Christmas Eve.
Merry Christmas Eve, bro.
Shout out to all you last-minute Christmas shoppers scrambling to buy gifts for a bunch of ungrateful friends and family members. Not me. I'm at the mall stress-free, y'all. I'm what you call Skip a kiosk shopper.
I'm with you.
I don't walk in the store, Skip. Nope. All kiosk, kinfolk. You ever see how persistent a kiosk salesperson is?
Yes,
they will walk your ass to your car.
Yeah,
can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question? That's how they reel you in, Sher. Can I ask you a question? Never answer that question. Man, I have a whole trunk full of kiosk shit. I mean, I've been stockpiling stuff all year.
That's so true.
Oh, my God.
Skip, Sherry J, y'all ever give someone a gift that you second guess?
Yeah.
Like giving somebody with a little bit of hair a curling iron?
Oh.
Oh, I used to be the inappropriate gift giver. I would give Oscar Pistorius a set of Legos. I would give Steve a magnifying glass or some saline solution. I would give Stevie Wonder a hoverboard. Hey, since tomorrow's Friday, I might as well do my Christmas Eve contenders list for this week.
Yes.
Put me on my own list, y'all. I'm contender number one. Yep, I said Bill and Hillary were proud grandparents again because Chelsea Clinton had a baby when in actuality she announced she was pregnant. Mm-hmm. Like the host of the Miss Universe pageant, I pre-crowned her. Contender number two, wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. Yeah, Odell was mad as old hell in the game against the Panthers. Him and North Carolina cornerback Josh Norman was going at each other like somebody stole somebody's side chick. Anyway, Odell went at Josh and hit his helmet with his helmet. He got a one-game suspension. He appealed. He lost. He must think he's Tom Brady, y'all. Contender number three, R. Kelly. Uh-huh. Y'all see R. Kelly interview?
Yeah.
R. Kelly was pissed and stepped side to side out of an interview. Did an interview with the Huffington Post Live, and the interviewer asked Kelce about some sex allegations.
Yeah.
And he was like, the end of this conversation, I'm fitting to go to McDonald's and have me a Big Mac and a sweet pea. I meant tea. A sweet tea.
A sweet pea.
I meant T-shirt.
Well,
you know I got to give it to the host of Miss Universe pageant, y'all, whose name rhymes with Eve Carvey. He's the Bama of the Week, but how you make him the Bama of the Week when he's hosting next year and the year after that? Joke's on us, y'all. He signed a multi-million dollar deal. Man. Mustache swimming in money. Yeah, everybody going in on a host whose name rhymes with Eve Carvey, y'all, because he called out the runner-up, Miss Columbia, as the winner, when Miss Philippine was the actual winner.
Right.
He made a mistake. He's human, and he's rich. Could have been worse if he could have called out the wrong name at home. White would have put his mustache on fire like those hoverboards, y'all. And that's frightening. Y'all enjoy y'all Christmas.